Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And on this cool or cooler morning, I'm coming to you from our biblical garden, a place of respite, peace, hopefully welcome here to our community. This morning and this week, our nation's been rocked by the assassination attempt of a political a presidential candidate. And it's shocking that the divide has become so significant that in this nation that people would resort to violence instead of just simply going to the polls to help decide who our next elected leader will be. I've been reflecting a lot about that, how divided we are as a nation, not only this week, but as this presidential election season continues. And I'm reminded of the last presidential election when we here at Ascension engaged in a book study together, A House Divided. The premise being that a house divided against itself will fall. That really, though, as Christians, as the church, the Christian church, those who follow Jesus Christ, our unity isn't based on who our elected officials happen to be at any given time, but our unity is in Christ, first, foremost, and always. And that's really where our focus should be, that we as a Christian church can and should become the model for what unity looks like, and to be able to demonstrate and to prove to the community around us that it is in fact possible. Here at Ascension, we don't agree upon everything. There's plenty of things where we have differences of opinion, and yet we still gather united in our identity in Christ. We come to the same communion table. We share of the same meal because with our divergent opinions on things, we have the same opinion about who we are in Christ and our equal need for the forgiveness that is offered through the blood of Jesus Christ. Our unity is in Christ. And so today and throughout this season and really here since 2020, I pray for unity, not uniformity. As a part of that study, that book study I mentioned from 2020, we've begun to pray a unity prayer every time we gather for a meeting as part of this community and at the conclusion of each of our worship services. And it's a prayer that I think bears repeating in probably all of our lives, daily, actually, where we pray for the unity that Jesus prayed to his Father for, that his followers might be one as he is one with God. And so we pray for that. We pray for unity, not uniformity. We acknowledge the diversity that exists within the body, but that our unity comes through Christ, where we are all invited into the family of God, where we are all offered the forgiveness of our sins that is necessary for a relationship with God, the relationship that God desired for and from us from the very beginning. My friends, as you reflect on the events of these this last week and as we go into further deeper into this election cycle, I pray that you might be able to hear voices, divergent voices with different opinions, and still be able to love and respect and be in relationship with the people who may say things that might even make you mad, things you don't agree with, but then always able to see Christ in them, and hopefully they see Christ in you, and that we can be brother and sister. Not because of our political affiliations or how we vote or how much money we make or what we look like or any of those other things, but because of Christ who has died for each and every one of us. Unity, not uniformity, is my prayer today and all days. Join me, won't you? Amen. I'll see you next week for another Hump Day Hallelujah. And if your schedule allows, maybe in worship this Sunday. Take care.